Today is the 16th of November, 2025, quickly coming up on Thanksgiving, but every day is a Thanksgiving as long as you wake up and you see the sunshine. Whether that sun is behind clouds or not is immaterial. Start off with prayer here, folks. Father in heaven, as said before, we thank you for this day that you give us to be able to breathe, to be able to feel the warmth of your love, to be able to hear the words that do come from you, that you give us, that are for us or to us, either way, they are there and we are here and very wanting to hear them and to experience it. Lord, we thank you for all you do for us and the giving of your Son for our salvation above all. And we pray this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. All right, folks. I'm going to go back into one of my favorite chapters. Does it warrant a lot of study? It can, but it's a very colorful, and I'll have a little commentary at the end, regarding this. But we're going to go back into one of my favorites, and we'll read through it. We're just going to kind of read through it straight without, a lot of notation to it. And that is Jonah. It's a very favorite chapter of mine. And the first part of this is the word of Jehovah. This is Jonah 1:1. And we'll just read straight. We'll read straight through. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, and this is the mission, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. And now we get into the response, the disobedience. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Here we are in consequences. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. Well, folks, I got to tell you, I've been on rocking boats and so on and so forth, and I never just could lay there and sleep. Just wasn't going to happen. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God. If so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? And whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought, and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up, and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. For thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. Do you think at this moment there were a few converts? I think. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. When Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, that he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep, into the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul, the depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Interesting, the fish deposited him on dry land, not back out into the ocean, so he had to swim for it. The word of Jehovah again. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh. Now we have obedience. According to the word of the Lord, now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. Now we get into consequences. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh will be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he proclaimed it to be, and he caused it to be proclaimed, and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way, and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Now we come back to Jonah. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Then said the Lord, Doest thou well to be angry? So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city. There made him a booth and sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would become of the city. And the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from the grief, from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd. But God prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered. And it came to pass, when the sun did arise, that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted and wished in himself to die, and said, It is better for me to die than to live. And God said to Jonah, Doest thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. Then said the Lord, Thou hast had pity on the gourd, for the which thou hast not labored, neither madest it grow, which came up in the night and perished in the night. And should I not spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons, that cannot discern between their right and their left hand, and also much cattle? Now, this is a short one, I know, but how many times have we known direction, have we seen direction, have we been given direction, only to embark on another path that was not successful? I remember giving direction to my children, and they would ultimately take the easy path, or what they deemed to be the easy path, only to discover that in the long run, it was a much more difficult, treacherous, and ultimately unsuccessful direction. The short path, the easy path, ultimately became a very, very long run. Oftentimes, an unwillingness to suffer somewhat for the Lord does not bring a result of comfort and surety. That searching for that comfort and surety in contrast to the right direction will ultimately bring a vast amount of discomfort in the long run. You figure how long you have to fail on that route that you take, how many times you have to fail before you finally say, I need to jump the tracks and get back on track. The plight of Jonah is a story, not a fiction. And I say this because I think it's a wonderful story, but not of fiction, as some people would say. Well, you called it a story, that's exactly what it is. Not a fiction, but an interaction with our Father in heaven, and not taking into account his wisdom and guidance. It also stands as an associative example of things to come and prepares us for magnificent events, more so than anything else. Be aware, not everyone gets a second chance. And thank you, folks, for listening. And I hope the rest of your day is wonderful. And there's no more proverbial bellies of the fish to be engulfed in. Father, it is in the light of you that we have the warmth of your love, that we have the strength of your wisdom. And we endeavor, although sometimes it may not appear that way, I trust that we endeavor to do what's right, to love one another, to follow the path that you set before us. But as we are fallible. And in that we are grateful that you are gracious to us, oftentimes beyond measure. And the mercy that you give to us, unwarranted at times, but nonetheless, you give to us. We love you for that, Lord. And we give thanks for everything to you, Lord. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.